Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Well, now it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not.
Going to pot, whether you like it or not. Willie Nelson's new brand, Willie's Reserve, will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. They have an album due in the next month or so. They released the first single yesterday called It's All Going to Pot. Crank this up. You got to see the video, though. Yeah. This is the song.
Admitted a stranger, I'm not. But, buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not.
So the announcement to roll out his own brand of marijuana, certainly everybody knows his association with pot over the years. He's 81 years old, and he decided this would be a good way for him to make some money. Why not? He's got a great brand, and everybody knows his story. So all this stuff is going to be grown and sold in these two states. In a statement, he said he's, quote, looking forward to working with the best growers in Colorado and Washington to make sure our product is the best. So who else is selling pot? Snoop Dogg has a vaporizing product, Richie. Melissa Etheridge has marijuana-infused wine. And Bethany Frankel, who's the self-help person, has a strain of skinny girl weed that she's going to use with her snacks. So there you go, boys and girls. Hey, there's Richie. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it, huh? Do we laugh about it or do we cry about it? What do we do about it?
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah. And so that's why we have it as our video of the day. Poll today at DougStephan.com. Has your opinion about legalized marijuana changed? A, yes, I'm now for it. B, yes, I'm now against it. C, no, I'm still against it. D, no, I'm still for it. E, I'm not sure. So you can take the poll as most of you usually do. It's kind of fun to be expressive at DougStephan.com. Yesterday, we asked a question about radio because there are some things that have been proposed for radio that are different in some countries. So we asked you where you listen to the radio the most, and 47% of you, which is no surprise, said in the car, 27% at home, 18% at work, 5% while exercising, 4% in some other place. So that's the poll at DougStephan.com. Other musical information. Having to do with one of the members of the musical, and I use that loosely, group AC/DC.
Hey.
They're fantastic. Hey,
very loosely. Molly, what's the story?
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleaded guilty in a New Zealand court to a charge of threatening to kill a man who used to work for him.
Great.
It's not a good boss. He also pleaded guilty to possessing methamphetamine and marijuana.
Richie, I could kill you.
Yeah, see, arrest him.
And that's what he said. I mean, he's saying that, hey, I made a phone call. That's all it was.
Right.
I was angry. He could get 7 years in prison.
What, for saying, Richie, I could kill you?
Rudd acknowledged in a court summary of facts that he'd offered large amounts of cash, vehicles, and a house to an associate after asking him to have the victim taken out. He'd also directly said to the victim that he was going to kill him, but his lawyer says it was just an angry phone call.
Well, if you hire somebody and give them money or promise to give them money to do the deed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then they got a little something.
So,
apparently, dirty
credibility
deeds aren't
problem,
done.
Yeah.
Maybe he and his lawyer should get together on their stories.
Yeah.
Before they go into court. Yeah, he's 60 years old. He looks, I think Rich said 160.
He looks 160.
Well, he's been doing a lot of the wacky weed and other things.
He looks like
things.
Billy Crystal from The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Not good.
Wacky weed and other things will do that to your skin and your face for sure. 28 past the hour. This is Doug. Good day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Suffer from test anxiety? Would you like an easy way to reduce it? Not as tough as you think. Here's the science of it. Tests are no fun, and test really is a four-letter word. They cause anxiety, a great deal of negative thinking, and if test anxiety is not controlled, it can precipitate a substantial decrease in performance, or put another way, failure. What to do? Chew gum.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Chewing gum while you're stressing out is a way to divert your mental anxiety into a physical act. It sidetracks anxiety, reroutes it so you can successfully accomplish the task at hand.
I chew gum a lot, and this flavor really hangs in there.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Chew gum during a test, and you'll take the bite out of anxiety and improve your score. Share your test-taking tricks with me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harris with you. Our daily coffee doses might be in jeopardy from global warming, too, scientists are saying. Did you know most coffee is grown in treeless sun? Because sun-grown coffee grows the biggest harvests with the highest sales. But with climate change, University of Michigan researchers report shade-grown coffee raised under a canopy of diverse trees not only ensures continued crops from leaving alone the surrounding plants and animals, but shade trees act as a firewall between coffee plants and droughts and powerful storms. Also, natural shade trees protect the coffee plants from harsh sun and heat, along with dirt erosion and scorching. As weather patterns continue to radicalize and planet Earth continues to heat, the way coffee actually grows in nature, in the shade, in fact, will ensure the survival of our blessed coffee bean. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.